This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Shortly after the U.S. carried out strikes in Iraq and Syria on Friday in response to a drone strike that killed three U.S. military service members in Jordan, U.S. President Joe Biden released a statement saying, quote, "Our response began today. It will continue at times and places of our choosing. The United States does not seek conflict in the Middle East or anywhere else in the world. But let all those who might seek to do us harm know this. If you harm an American, we will respond." U.S. military forces struck more than 85 targets in Iraq and Syria, with numerous aircraft to include long-range bombers flown from the United States. The facilities that were struck included command and control operations centers, intelligence centers, rockets and missiles, unmanned aerial vehicle storages, and logistics and munition supply chain facilities of, quote, militia groups and their IRGC sponsors, who facilitated attacks against U.S. and coalition forces. The U.N.'s top court says it does have jurisdiction to rule on a request by Ukraine for a declaration that Kyiv is not responsible for genocide. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Joan Donoghue, president of the ICJ, says Russia hadn't produced any evidence regarding Ukraine's alleged abuse of process. The ruling comes in a case filed by Ukraine alleging that Moscow used trumped-up claims of genocide to justify its invasion nearly 2 years ago. The ICJ, however, said it didn't have jurisdiction in two other aspects of Ukraine's case, claims that Russia's invasion violated the 1948 Genocide Convention and that Moscow's recognition of two breakaway republics in eastern Ukraine also amounted to a breach of the convention. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA.